Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. I'm Anthony Davis. This is Explained from 5 Minute News.
Here's the quote.
Thank you. It's a formidable series.
The disgraced Fox News host Tucker Carlson interviewed the Russian President Vladimir Putin. It wasn't really an interview and wasn't really journalism. It was in reality a rambling half-hour lecture on the history of Russia and Ukraine, courtesy of Mr. Putin, who got some of his history wrong. I mean, in fact, you could argue he made most of it up. Tucker Carlson, frequently appearing bemused, listened as Putin expounded at length the origins of Russian statehood in the 9th century, Ukraine as an artificial state, and Polish collaboration with Hitler. Well, it's familiar ground for Putin, who penned a 5,000-word essay entitled On the Historical Unity of Russians and Ukrainians in 2021, which foreshadowed the intellectual justification the Kremlin offered for its invasion of Ukraine less than a year earlier. Well, historians believe that the litany of claims made by Putin are simply nonsense, representing nothing more than a selective abuse of history to justify the ongoing war in Ukraine. Regardless of the historical realities, none of Putin's assertions would form a legal justification for his invasion. And tragically, Tucker Carlson tried to position this as a momentous journalistic moment, claiming that no other Western journalist had dared interview the president of Russia. And that in itself is also entirely untrue. The Kremlin gets regular requests for interview with Vladimir Putin. Invariably, it turns them all down because the networks, they think, will not report favorably on Putin. Well, that was not really an issue for Tucker Carlson because he himself has been spewing Russian propaganda on his Fox News show for years. And then that same propaganda is repackaged and played back to Russians on state television. So they have a nice agreement going on. And tragically, this is the reason why Donald Trump, a confidant and friend of Tucker Carlson, has positioned himself as a friend of Russia, claiming to befriend Vladimir Putin and that the way to handle dictators is to become one. So where does America stand when one of the most popular TV hosts, Tucker Carlson, albeit disgraced, is now casually interviewing and enjoying the company of a foe of the United States? What does it make Tucker Carlson? Does he become an enemy of the state? Will there be sanctions imposed against him? Well, probably not. There was a fake story going around that Europe was planning on sanctioning Tucker Carlson because of this interview that he did with Putin. That story turned out not to be true. But the point is that there is concern here that Americans, especially MAGA Republicans, the kind of people that would watch Tucker Carlson, they are increasingly becoming more comfortable with the idea of Vladimir Putin as a friend and not a foe. And that it seems that Carlson and Trump are seeking to paint Volodymyr Zelensky and the sovereign nation of Ukraine as the enemy, and Putin and Russia as the friend. And Undoubtedly, if Donald Trump was to win back the presidency, he would simply hand jurisdiction of Ukraine to Vladimir Putin. That is how he plans on solving this within 24 hours. And then there's another component to this, and that is, of course, Elon Musk, because it was on Elon Musk's X or Twitter platform that Tucker Carlson chose to present this interview. Tens of millions of views shared by Elon Musk and many far-right nationalist users who are, again, trying to dilute the seriousness of the tenuous relationship between the United States and Russia. So we know whose side Tucker Carlson is on. We know whose side Donald Trump is on. The difference is that as an American, you have the choice in November to vote for a party that is offering to become a dictatorship like Russia or like North Korea, and to support the horrific human rights abuses of these kinds of nations, or to give the Democrats your vote, who are seeking to maintain democracy in the US that is hanging on by a thread. I'm Anthony Davis. Click the links in the description below to become a member of the 5-Minute News community on YouTube or Patreon and help support independent, unbiased, and essential news for the US and across the world.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Burn the Boats from Evergreen Podcasts. I interview political leaders and influencers, folks like award-winning journalist Soledad O'Brien and conservative columnist Bill Kristol, about the choices they confront when failure is not an option. I won't agree with everyone I talk to, but I respect anyone who believes in something enough to risk everything for it. Because history belongs to those willing to burn the boats. Episodes are out every other week wherever you get your podcasts.